الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي جعل من الهجرة النبوية تاريخا وعبرا وعظات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز قد جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا وقال الله عز وجل في شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Complete praise, all glory, shukr is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and upon his purified and noble family and upon the illustrious and beautiful companions and all of those who sincerely follow and submit in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected elders, my dear brothers, sisters, mothers, and youngsters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all on this glorious day, on this noble day, on this sacred day, in the blessed house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the blessed month of Muharram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make your intentions, make your efforts and means for your success, for your pardon, forgiveness and salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Previously on Jumu'ah, we began our journey in understanding the sanctity and the sacredness of the month of Muharram. And we unpacked a hadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam in which it mentioned two particular things. One was the savior of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam and his followers, and the savior of Musa alayhi salam and his followers Bani Israel. And also in the month of Muharram, we know of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's hijrah from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara. And we also learn about the tragedy and the events that transpired in Karbala in regards to our master Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So these are some of the things that we began our discussion around, and we talked about Nuh alayhi salam and the legacy of Nuh alayhi salam, how he lived for 950 years, and this was an opportunity given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he used for the purposes of da'wah, for the purposes of tabligh, for connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reconnecting the people back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we learn from this particular lesson, from the legacy of Nuh alayhi salam, that our lives, whether they are limited, whether they are extended, we also need to make sure that we exert effort in the way of da'wah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also learn from the legacy of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam that he obeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any hesitation, whether he understood it or not, of the practicality of building an ark in the middle of the land, and then bringing all the animals together in pairs and bringing all of his followers together just so to fulfill the command and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, in your life, you will come across various prohibitions or various commands in the Quran, in the Sunnah, or in your life you find so many challenges and you'll have to make a choice. whether to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to use your logic and wisdom and say, no, this doesn't make sense and I'm not going to follow the Quran and Sunnah. But we see the events that transpired after the rain that fell from the skies and that emerged from the earth, and Nuh alayhi salam and his ark was there traveling for months on end. And we also learn finally from one more lesson from the life of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, that don't think that you are privileged because of your lineage, because of your blood, because of your background, because of your ethnicity or anything like that. Every single person will be judged by their individual merits, not judged on who their cousin or their father or their rishtadar etc. was. And we see here from the life of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam that his son was not saved. Why? Because he was not from the believers. Even though he's the blood of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, that doesn't mean that he receives automatic salvation and protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these were some of the core lessons that we discussed previously on Jum'ah, and hopefully inshallah al-Aziz we can instill these reminders within our children, within our families, to make sure they continue with their da'wah, they continue to rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they always make sure that they exert the utmost effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to follow the commands of Allah azza wa jal. Carrying on from that particular hadith, we also discussed and learned about the legacy of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. So inshallah al-Aziz will unpack that today very quickly and then move on to Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, and also briefly in regards to the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the legacy of Musa alayhi salam, mashaAllah, if you read the Quran, quite a lot is dedicated to the life of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. But from one of the key points that we can learn from the legacies of Musa alayhi salam is speaking truth to power. And you know, Amare Pound will complain like this. You know, especially when we see somebody of authority in our home countries, this is X person in the military, or he's in the army, or this person is in the government, or this person is in the court system, X, Y, and Z. We look at them and think, okay, I need to stay quiet, or I need to stay quiet, otherwise they might do some nuksan to me or some damage to me, etc. But what we learn from the life of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, that he spoke the truth in spite of this great individual, that seemingly great individual that was before him, this tyrant, this powerful individual. So he mustered the courage and he spoke the truth. Why? Because he wasn't speaking it for himself, for his personal benefit, for his gain. He was speaking for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you need to speak the truth and say kalimatul haq, don't be dissuaded or look at the fact that, oh, this is my elder, this is my father, this is my mother, or this is X, Y, and Z. If you need to speak the haq, if you need to say the truth from the Quran and Sunnah, then you need to speak it to whoever it may be in front of you, however powerful they may be, however influential they may be, and whatever they may be able potentially to do. And you must stay steadfast in your power of speech. Why? Because you know what you are saying is the kalima of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. So imagine the courage of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Because remember, we are all individuals, we are all human beings, so we all have this natural fear, this hesitation, this anxiety, this stress. This is all part and parcel of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings, including the Prophets of Allah azza wa jal. So imagine the courage that he had to do. You know, sometimes children find it difficult to go to their parents and say, "Mommy, Daddy, I want to marry this person." And then, you know, that's it. Because they think, oh my God, what's going to happen? My mom or my dad will disown me. And they'll say, "Dafa waja, yeah, wo." This is some of the examples. But other times, we find it very difficult to speak to those people, especially when they are doing wrong. And you say, "Chalo, jaan deo." You know, it's somebody else's responsibility, somebody else's headache. I'll just stay quiet. But Musa alayhi salam shows us the importance of mustering courage in your life. And he challenged Fir'aun, who was claiming to be a lord, who was claiming to be a god, who was claiming that everybody had to follow him. He challenged his tyranny, the way that he was dictating and running his affairs in throughout the kingdom. And he challenged the enslavement of Bani Israel, who were the followers of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, who were the followers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine you putting yourself in that particular position. Imagine you going before the tyrants of today, the despots of today, the rulers of today, who you can see injustices taking place at their hands. for 10 years and 20 years, they continue for their entire lifetime. They are there. Could you stand up in front of them and say, La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah Azza wa Jal, and for you to say to them that don't behave like this and don't run your life like this or destroy the life of other people or oppress other people or do zulm? Imagine that natural fear, the anxiety of confronting the most powerful person in the land at that time, which is before Musa alayhi salam, Fir'aun. But Musa alayhi salam, may Allah be pleased with him, was able to overcome all of this and to boldly go and walk in the court of Fir'aun and to warn him of his wrongdoings and to stop him and to say, look what you are doing, you will be destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to correct yourself. In spite of all of that fear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, La takhafa, don't worry, you two don't worry. Why? Because I am with you. Every single step, when Musa alayhi salam is there in front of the magicians and they are there fighting and they're performing their magic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reassures Musa alayhi salam, says, don't worry, you throw your staff, I am with you. Musa alayhi salam, when he's there and the army of Fir'aun is behind him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do not worry. The Bani Israel are there worried, absolutely worried, because they know that they will maybe annihilated at any moment. But Musa alayhi salam replies, Kalla inna ma'ya rabbi. Why are you worried when you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you, when you know that your life is on haq and what you are doing is haq? So this is a very important lesson for us all to learn in this day and age, to speak the truth, and especially to those people of authority, those people of power, of influence. And yes, it must be done in the correct manner. It doesn't mean you go all guns blazing and you say, which is generally our, you know, go-to approach. No, with hikmah. This even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, go to Fir'aun and speak to him in a way that he will understand. That he will understand and perhaps he may be able to reflect and change. So the way that you approach people, even those people of power and authority, needs to be wise, because then you can have good effects. And if it still doesn't have that effect, you can still go out and do what you need to do in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that the best jihad that a person can do is a word of kalimatul haq, is a word of truth before a tyrant ruler. You know, people say, I will do jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps it's much more easier to go and fight and then just be killed, it's the end. But then to face your fears and face these powerful people and individuals who are a system in front of you and speak the truth and raise the kalimatul haq, raise the truth, that is much more harder. So this is one of the important key lessons from the life of Musa alayhi salam. The next lesson that we learn from Musa alayhi salam is to exert your maximum effort, to continue to try to be resilient and perpetual in your efforts in order to achieve change or to bring about change. So Musa alayhi salam, he spoke out about Fir'aun's tyranny repeatedly, not just once, and said, okay, look, I've signed a petition and that's it, my job is done. Or I've sent a message and that's my job is done. On WhatsApp, I forwarded something and that's it. Or I've spoken to my MP. No, he repeatedly, again and again, through different avenues and methods, tried to remind Fir'aun and try to dissuade him and stop him from his tyranny and to support his people. But in spite of that, Musa alayhi salam did not give up. He continued. He competed with the magicians. And then after exerting his maximum effort and trying all avenues, then this is the time when he followed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and took Bani Israel out of Egypt. And you can see that after exerting every single thing that he had, every potential option that he had, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala parted the sea for Musa alayhi salam and saved Bani Israel and saved Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have easily said, don't bother going to Fir'aun, he's not going to listen. Don't bother going to the magicians, what's the point? Just go and leave. But no, you have to face these situations and you have to try the best that you can to bring about change before you walk away from a particular situation, before you change your particular direction in your life. Similarly for our children as well, they will find various challenges in their lifetime, in their schools, in their colleges, universities, in their workplaces, in regards to their hulya, in regards to their appearance, to their beard, to their salah, to their ibadah, the way that they want to carry themselves, for our women, our daughters, etc. All of these things will find so many challenges, but they have to continue to persevere to make sure that they establish their deen in their life.
before they say, okay, well, there's no point talking to this person, I may as well leave, or I may as well just compromise and not practice my deen because this person is making it difficult for me. Always try your utmost best. And then when you've tried and everything, as they say in our language, tanman, then when you've given everything that you have, then you will see that insha'Allahu al-Aziz, the nusra, the help, the aid, the assistance and the triumph will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we see in the life of Musa alayhi salam. So when you witness injustice, when you witness oppression, you can't just sit down at home and say, oh, I'll do a simple dua for them and that's it. Allah khair kare, Allah radhi halte karam kare, which is normally the words that we say. Do something that you can with the influence or the power or the ability, the thing that you have, to bring about that change, i.e. exert your maximum effort in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is what Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam did. And this is something very important for our children as well. And the third thing that we learn from Musa alayhi salam's legacy is having complete tawakkul, complete trust, reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yaqeen and certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, certainty that you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with you. So this unwavering trust, this is what Musa alayhi salam had. He knew that the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was and is and forever will be true. And this is why, with great certainty and conviction, even though the army of Fir'aun are there behind him and he can see just a sea in front of him and he has these hundreds and thousands of people with him, he says, "Kalla, inna ma'iya Rabbi, innahu sayahdin." No, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me, and indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide me. And in your lifetime as well, you may come to all of these dead ends, these difficult scenarios and situations, but can maintain yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. If you continue to remain pious and have this tawakkul and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way for you. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. That if you really truly rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should be, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will and is sufficient for you, for all of your affairs and for all of your situations in your lifetime. So these are some of the important lessons that we learn from the legacy of Musa alayhi salam. There are definitely many more, just like from the life of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. But as I said, we're unpacking these two core events which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam described when he entered into Madinatul Munawwara and he saw the inhabitants, the residents of Madinatul Munawwara, Yasrib at that time, celebrating these particular days of Ashura. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam said that we have a greater haqq over Musa alayhi salam. We have a greater haqq of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. Why? Because these are part of our tradition and we learn. We don't just read the Quran for the sake of reading the Quran. We reflect upon every single qasas that is mentioned in the Quran. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. The best of stories are there mentioned in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not just bedtime stories for us to read to our children and say, this is what happened to X, Y, and Z Prophet. No, for us to read them, reflect upon them and learn from their lessons as we can learn today about speaking the truth, always remaining upright and honest, exerting your maximum effort, maintaining your tawakkul, your reliance and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result of all of these, what will happen? قَدْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوكَ. That indeed truth has come and truth will come to you and in your life and to all of those that are around you, and falsehood will be extinguished, it will be removed, because the truth is nur. It is haqq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And zulm, injustice and oppression, these are falsehood, these are darkness, which always be extinguished by the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, falsehood is ever bound to vanish. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوكَ. So these are very important lessons for us to reflect upon. And we see this in the life of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, who confirms the spirit of Ashura, the 10th day of Muharram, which is a struggle against falsehood, struggle against oppression, struggle against injustice within you, within your homes, within your communities, and also within your societies. And the knowledge and the yaqeen of victory, it is there, right there for you. But you have to struggle, you have to strive, you have to sacrifice in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ashura is a lesson to us all from the life of Nuh alayhi salam. السلام, from the life of Musa عليه السلام, from the life of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, which Imam Hussein رضي الله تعالى عنه embodied within himself and showed to all of those people in Karbala. And this is an important lesson for us to maintain. And we don't just mourn during these days. In Islam, we have a source. We mourn for 3 days when a person passes away. After that, we learn from their life. And then we rectify ourselves, we improve ourselves, and we establish greatness after that as well. So we're not in a state of mourning in the month of Muharram. And some people, unfortunately, in this month, they say, oh, you can't celebrate and you can't have nikahs or marriages, etc. There's nowhere whatsoever in the Sharia, in the Quran or Sunnah, where it's prohibited to marry or to have festivities or happiness in the month of Muharram. No, in Islam, we don't have this vicious cycle of constantly mourning. We mourn for 3 days and we move on with our life. And we learn from our lessons, from our history and our heritage. But we learn to rejoice and we learn to become better. And we learn to speak about haq and such, just the way Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu did with his life. And with the way that he sacrificed his life as well for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Imam Hussein's very comprehensive life, but obviously we don't have the time to go through it, but these are some of the things that Imam Hussein stood for before he passed on and before he gave his life in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He saw the spiritual decline, he saw the moral, the ethical and the religious decline in the ummah and the constitutional decline in the ummah. He saw the rise of corruption, of power, of monarchy, so he stood up. Why? Because he learned from his grandfather. He learned how to speak haq. He learned to have that courage within himself. He learned from the life of Musa alayhi salam, of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. So he stood up, not for his personal gain, not for the gain of his family, but for our deen, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Islam. And this is something very, very important for us all to learn, especially today in Afghanistan, and hopefully more in countries as well throughout the Islamic world. We need to really focus on free elections, because at that time, it was all done under the table. That's it, this person is going to be in charge now. This is not the way of Islam. Everything is transparent. And there is a free election in Islam. Democracy is part of Islam. The principle of consultation. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, especially with our elders, those people who are senior, those people who are qualified, those people who are experienced. The freedom of expression, of opinion, Islam as well. Because tyrants and despots and rulers, they knock down everybody. Anybody speaks against me? And we see this even in Islamic countries today, how they control the media, how they control any form of dissent, etc., and how people are hushed away in jails, etc., etc. But in Islam, having that opinion and sharing your opinion in a good manner, in a constructive manner, is very important. We're reminding one another that it doesn't matter whether you are a layman, whether you are a person in control or power, you are all accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will be held accountable for those people that are beneath you as well. كُلُّكُمْ رَائِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولًا رَعِيَّتِي. And therefore this accountability is upon us all. Doesn't mean because you are ruler, you are free and you are exempt from all of these things. You will all be held accountable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being and focusing on the public treasury as well, at that time it was being used for alcohol, it was being used for all of these wrong things, illicit things, haram things. And Imam Hussein was highlighting all of these things, that this is what's happening with the ummah, with the constitution, with society. And we need to stop this decline, this spiritual, this religious, this decline within the ummah, and to establish the rule of law, the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These were some of the important lessons that Imam Hussein stood for whilst he was there. And this is why he was there in front of Yazid at that time and the army of that time. And we need to learn from these lessons as well of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And there are many, many other lessons that we can learn from Imam Hussein, but unfortunately, as you know, we don't have the time. But the final thing that we learn also from the month of Muharram is the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah. And we're going to go through this very, very quickly, unfortunately, but we do learn the importance of patience and the importance of perseverance. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in his hometown, in his birth town, he stayed there after calling people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 13 years, continued to proclaim the wahdaniyah, the monotheism, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he saw that there was too much injustice, that there's too much oppression in society, and the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, they were preventing the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from spreading Tawheed, from spreading Islam, and they could not tolerate the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam or his ideas, but he continued to be patient and continued to persevere in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until Allah azza wa jal, he was guided towards Taif, and after Taif then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was guided to Madinatul Munawwara, which he trained and which he chained. So here for us youngsters as well, we've come here into this country, don't just think about yourself and your earnings and your livelihood and your life that you want to live here in comfort and ease. Remember, we all have a duty to call on to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to share that da'wah towards Islam, towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will take time, but you need to remain patient within yourself, with your family, with your society, with your colleagues, and you need to persevere and continue to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there was a fresh start given to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam after 13 years of da'wah, in spite after the all of the torture and the escalating persecution and the death threats, he was given a fresh start in Madinatul Munawwara. But he didn't waste this, he established the ummah, he established the community. We have left our home countries, Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, Africa, from all throughout the world. We've come here for a fresh start. Don't just think about yourself, think about the ummah. Think about all of the followers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the followers of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and do something for your deen. Establish justice and equality. Establish all of the principles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did for the people of Medina in the constitution of Medina. And this is something that we need to revisit and to make sure that we are doing that for ourselves as well. Protect yourself, protect your family, place down roots, and spread salam, spread peace in your society, integrate into your society, but maintain your Islamic identity for your success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to understand and learn from the lessons and legacies of Nuh alayhi salam, the legacies of Musa alayhi salam, and the legacy and the lessons of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we see this all embodied in the life of Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Wa qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khairan.